Okay, so now back to committee reports, if there are any more.
Thank you, Sarah, for your flexibility.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. Mental health, yes. We met, and thank you all for coming to my school. I appreciated Dr. Lawson and her group. Again, we've been working on this for a year, and I'm going to mention two of the, where we're moving forward, and Michelle's going to follow up with the other one, where we're moving forward and a couple of other things. One thing we're going to propose on action is to adopt a model policy in regards to suicide, which contains suicide risk protocols and procedures for assessing students at risk for suicide and postvention support for those returning to school. And in regards to human trafficking, we're going to propose to adopt a model policy which contains human trafficking protocols and procedures for assessing students at risk for human trafficking and post-prevention support for those returning to school. Michelle?
Yeah, so we have a few other priorities as well. We're going to start reaching out to some local areas for community awareness events, hopefully very soon, and actually start hopefully a peer support group in one of them as a pilot program for suicide prevention within the schools using the students. We are also going to bring to you, hopefully by March, regulations for the State Board to review to approve the implementation of House Bill 920, which is the primary and secondary education, which regards to a training requirement on suicide prevention for certificated school personnel. So we're hoping to have that to you by March to hopefully approve.
Terrific, thank you.
So we're moving forward.
So I think all of the committees have reported in, unless I'm missing one. Oh, Superintendent?
I have two. One will be short, one will be short-ish. I serve on the Superintendent Certification Committee Task Force. Is that what it's called, Dr. Salmon?
Yes, it is.
I don't have the name right. Unfortunately, I was not able to attend their meeting this month, so. But to remind you all that it's ongoing, and if you have comments, please let me know. I also serve on the Graduation Task Force. That group has met twice in the last 2 weeks, actually. We met last Friday and the Friday before, 3 hours each time. Really a great group of people that the superintendents pulled together, stakeholders from every group imaginable, from business to CTE to superintendents, school board members, et cetera. So, Dr. Guyton serves on it as well with me, so it's a great diverse group. We're really just sort of getting started talking about goals. We've divided up into three committees, one focused on assessments, one focused on requirements, and one focused on the diploma itself. And the idea is that each of these groups will sort of consider graduation requirements within their sphere, although we're finding that they do overlap somewhat, and then come back regularly at meetings and share and go out and work together, or work separately again. It is a ambitious schedule that they've set. We're meeting every other week from now until the end of June. So there's a lot of work to be done, and hopefully we can get it done in that time. One of the real goal guiding concepts that came out of the first meeting that we used to drive the discussion in the second meeting was it says all students should have the knowledge and skills to prepare them for the pathway of their choice after high school. So that's sort of what came out of the general group discussion, and you can see a lot of things in there. There's things about standards, there's things about choice. Thanks to Dr. Williamson and Dr. Shaw, who you can tell in the meetings are putting in just a yeoman's work to prepare for those meetings and make them productive. So I think the staff is serving the committee well, and I'm excited about the members on the committee.
Great update.
And I thank Dr. Hardings for doing my update, so now we don't have to do it later on.
Well, if you've got more to add, please.
It was great. It was great. Thank you.
And that's actually the perfect segue before we break. This should go without saying, but I want to make sure that I say it. So much work goes in by staff into preparing for this meeting, the one yesterday, so thank you for that. Mary and Mrs. Gable and her team for getting us through the finish line with Dr. Salmon's guidance on ESSA. Thank you so much. And as you've heard, how much time board members are spending, not only in these meetings, but these committee meetings. It's a real commitment, and I'm certainly appreciative, and I think other folks are. So thank you to everyone.